Have you ever heard your computer's hard drive and fans working at top speed and wondered what in the world is it doing right now? Today, I'm going to show you how to actually get an answer to that question.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor. Tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
This is Computer Tutor Podcast Episode 7, and you can get the links and other information I talk about here at computertutorflorida.com/007. Welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this is where we talk about your computer, how to use it, how to make it do what you need it to do, and how to solve some of the more common problems that the average computer user comes across sometimes. And that's actually what we're going to talk about today, a situation that I'll bet you have experienced at least once in the past, maybe fairly often. You're near your computer, but you're not actually using it. You might be watching television, might be having a conversation with someone, or perhaps you're just enjoying the quietness of the morning with a cup of coffee. Well, all of a sudden, the computer's hard drive starts to spin up, and the cooling fans increase speed, and the hard drive light on the front of the computer starts flickering. It's like you just gave your computer the world's most difficult math problem to calculate or something like that, and it's using all of its resources at once to figure it out. But in reality, you haven't even touched the computer. What is going on? It could be a variety of things. It could be an antivirus scan, could be an anti-spyware scan, a scheduled online backup, or really it could be any other task that is pre-scheduled to happen. Some of these things can happen in the background without anything being displayed on the screen. Or it could be some program that you don't even know about doing something that you didn't authorize or didn't intentionally authorize anyway. It's time to find out what's happening and what your computer is up to. We can do that with a little program. This program is free, and it's called, appropriately, What's My Computer Doing? To get the link to download it, just go to my show notes for this show. And again, that's at computertutorflorida.com/007. It's free, so you just download and install it. And when it's running, you'll see an icon down in the system tray in the lower right corner of the screen. It's a circle with a bright red light in the middle. That's what it looks like. Now, when you open it, you're going to see a window with two sections, a top half and a bottom half. They're not actually divided in half. It's like a top third and the bottom two thirds. The top part says, these programs use resources. And then it shows a list of programs that are currently running. And this list is constantly changing and updating. The bottom part is where you find out the details about a particular program in that list. It won't display any information until you have selected a program from that list in the top part. So if you want to try it out, just run it and then click on one of those running programs. You might find it a little difficult to do this since that list is constantly changing and constantly moving. It's like one of those carnival games where you're trying to shoot at a moving target. So to make it easier, look near the top of that window and you'll see a little checkbox. And next to that checkbox is the word freeze. So when you check that box, the list stops moving, so you can click on whatever program you want to investigate. As soon as you choose one of the programs in the list by clicking on it, and you only have to click it once, it's just a single click to highlight it, then you're going to see a list of the details about that program. Some of the details that you'll see are the file name, a description of the program, and the name of the company that created it. If that program is a potential security problem, you'll even see links to the company's website, so you can go there and check it out. And what I think probably could be the most interesting bit of information is the date and time that that program was installed. For example, if it shows that it was installed today, but you know you didn't actually install it today, then something suspicious might be going on. It could have come in piggybacked on some other program, which is kind of a sneaky way that some programs are getting on your computer now. Once you've got this detailed information about the program, you can decide what you want to do with it then. The buttons on the right side of the screen will show you your options. You can see on the right side there's things, different things you can do. You can open the folder where the program is installed. You can close the program. You can also terminate the process. Now, if you decide you definitely don't need the program and don't want it, you can uninstall it. But I don't think you should uninstall it using this program, the What's My Computer Doing program. I would recommend that you uninstall it through the normal uninstall method. That means you go to Control Panel, click on Programs and Features, find the program in the list of installed programs, click it once to highlight it, and then up at the top, click on Uninstall and have it do that process. So that's how you get the answer to What's My Computer Doing? Should you have this program running all the time in case you need it? Probably not. I don't have it constantly running in the background. If my computer starts intensely processing at various times or on some type of continual basis, then I might have it running to be ready to analyze what's going on. Other than that, just know that it's there and it's ready to go to work for you. If you like this podcast, please rate and review it in iTunes. I really appreciate it. And you know what else I appreciate? I appreciate your taking a few minutes out of your busy day to listen to my podcast. I'm going to continue to do my best each week to bring you something that's informative, entertaining, educational, or maybe even all three at the same time. So I'll see you next Monday on the Computer Tutor Podcast. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.